Hi there, Carmessi here, coach, strategist and author of a few books, our latest book being Decision Making Mastery. And welcome to the Life Masterclass podcast series, coming to you all the way from beautiful Bali. And I'm looking out over a beautiful Bali. There's a bit of construction happening in the background. Not sure you can hear that. Hopefully not. So I'm recording this during week 5 of the Become a Natural Superhuman 5-week resilience boot camp, I'm sort of calling it. So in this 5th week, I'm going to talk about and use that for one of the themes for this conversation that we're going to have very shortly. Now, if you'd like to join me for this, obviously we're coming to the tail end of this. Doors close even for late entry on the 17th of December. If you get in before the 17th of December, you can still get 6-month access to the program. If you don't make that cutoff, you're listening to this after the 17th of December, know that I'm going to run the program again in March 2022. So keep an eye out for that. If you haven't signed up for my newsletter, sign up for that. I send you a newsletter every 2 or 3 weeks. I don't bombard you too much with emails, so not too taxing. So the conversation today is about this multi-dimensional aspect, and this was what we came up with. Me, myself, and I, as I was working through this idea of how can we become more resilient to navigate our way through 2022, which I figured would be a pretty disruptive, turbulent. There would be forces coming from us from different directions. There would be things that we disagree with being imposed upon us, like how can we stand firm in our beliefs, in our conscience, and maintain our personal sovereign boundaries, the things that are most important for us, and without giving those up, because when we give those things up, it lowers our self-esteem, our respect and love for ourselves goes down if important stuff to us we're willing to give up. And you know, whether that happens at a subconscious or conscious level, it still has an impact on self. So the idea of this superhuman and you being already a superhuman as you are, as you live and breathe right this moment, wherever you are on this planet, you're already a superhuman. You've been made in that way. You've been crafted in that way. There's this natural superhumanness to you. There's trillions of things happening in your body in every single second that's being orchestrated, you know, managed by this thing called your brain, but you know, other parts of yourself, like this field that you're part of as well, this electromagnetic field. There's the physical part of yourself and there's non-physical part of yourself. There's this level of intelligence, you know, way off the scale. So you are freaking awesome. So there's that element, just reminding you of that. And then what we talked about over the course of this 5 weeks, Become a Natural Superhuman, was the idea of let's focus on a few specific parts of you, and we call them archetypes. These specific parts of you that are most useful for doing certain things. So I sort of chose these three archetypes, saying these are probably the most important for you as you're going through disruptive times. You know, in a peacetime situation, when everything is calm and nice and peaceful and everyone's getting along, you might choose different things and different needs. So for now, I'm saying that you need to be this great leader, you need to be this great warrior, and you need to be this great sage. And all of those are parts of you that exist. There's a leader within you. There's a warrior within you, and there's a deep sage, a deep level of wisdom already within you. So this is this idea of like living life multidimensionally. So don't see yourself as singular dimensional, you know, 2D or 3D. You're actually beyond three-dimensional, because once you get into the non-physical part of self, now you're getting into, I don't know, 4Ds and 5Ds, different dimensions. So my point is, as you're going through life and as you're going through your day-to-day, see if you can draw on those parts of yourself that exist within inside you so that you don't have a one-size-fits-all response to anything. That just doesn't exist in this universe. There's not one-size-fits-all. All of us are individual humans, individual souls, individual fingerprints among 7 billion people. Very, very unique. So within your uniqueness and in a unique situation that you may be facing, sure, there's other people might do similar things and you can draw information from them. But you need to come back into yourself and say, for who and what I am, what's the best way for me to approach this? Because the approach you might take might be different to someone else and they might get a different result because they're a different person. They've got a different map of the world. They've got different life experiences. They've got different knowledge. They've got different series of beliefs. They've been brought up in a different culture. They've, all of these different things mean that they might, their way of doing things might not necessarily overlay for yourself. I'm not sure whether you can hear those dogs barking in the background, but there's something going on there. Cheeky buggers. So what I'm saying, in a particular situation, you can draw on, okay, what's the inner leader of me saying I need to do in this particular situation? And our inner leader is about seeing a vision. Our inner leader is about a moral compass. Our inner leader is about making great decisions, being very strategic, being aware of the resources and really the head bit, you know, this intellect piece. And then we might go, what's our inner warrior saying in this particular situation? For us, the inner warrior is the get stuff done, the will and the power to get stuff done. The warrior is always ready, always working on their art, has this solid foundation because they show up and they do their daily drills. They're doing their daily push-ups every day. They're doing their daily chin-ups. They do it busting out their, the modern warrior is busting out yoga moves. So they're doing that sort of stuff. And the warrior for me, like, represents more of a gut. Like at the gut level, like this. Now this is where the power comes from. You know, as we eat and food is turned into energy, like that's the source of the power, the furnace. So it's like the warrior might be, how do we direct that? And it might be the leader part of us that helps direct the power from the warrior. So we're going, what's the warrior bringing? What's the warrior need to focus on? What's the warrior need to get done? What's the warrior need to use their power to get something moving, break inertia, create momentum? That warrior part. And then there's the sage part of yourself, this deep inner wisdom. And, you know, it might be more related to the heart. And this deeper wisdom and a slower, more silent wisdom. So if we're in sort of a rat race and we're sort of going too fast, we might not be able to tap into that deeper wisdom. So part of tapping into our sage is our inner sage. It's like we need to slow down, stop. We need to drop back in and, like, you know, what am I feeling in this particular situation? Am I feeling that I need to lean forward, lean backwards? And we don't want this in a reactive, fearful way. Like there's this, you know, deep, like the sage is not disrupted easily. The sage has got incredible stability and resilience. So it's like dipping into that inner wisdom that isn't bothered by little bits and pieces happening around them. And when we dip into that, we get to see the whole picture, the big picture. We connect with something bigger than ourselves. And we tap into the intelligence and information of maybe the universe. Maybe we tap into source, maybe we tap into God, all of these things that we have access to. The dogs are going crazy. I don't know whether you hear it. Hopefully you're not hearing the dogs go crazy. But again, it's like, you know, the sage is here. Well, those dogs are going crazy. The sage is just having a bit of a chuckle and not letting it bother them because they realize, one, I can't do anything about it necessarily unless I stop doing this and I run out there and I beat some dogs up or something like that. But the sage is like, that's just life. Life just unfolds around us and we can, like, have, you know, a reactive response to that, or we can just surrender to it and be okay with it and let it do what it does. That's what I'm choosing to do. In this very moment, I'm drawing on that sage. So that's the essence of this, and I don't want to take this podcast for too much longer. What I want to sort of highlight is this idea of you're multidimensional. So don't come in with a one-size-fits-all approach to things. So slow down. Ask the question, what's the leader in me thinking about this particular thing, strategizing, what's the end result we want? How can I make a better decision? You know, what's the warrior in me need to do? What's the warrior in me need to focus on getting done, regardless of whether I feel like doing it or not? That thing. What's the sage telling me as I dip into, like, a bigger field of awareness, intelligence. You know, what's the information I'm getting back from that as I go inwards to the internal environment to get feedback there? What's my heart telling me? Also, you know, what's this, what's the intuition I'm drawing from everything around me in this particular moment? As you know, the sage is very much about being in the present moment. So in this particular moment, what's the best thing and the best way for me to navigate through this thing? So that's my key point. You are multidimensional. You're all of these parts. You're this natural superhuman. You have it within inside yourself. Be the person that draws on those. Be the superhuman that draws on all of those so that you can bring the biggest and best and most awesome of your life force to this thing called this life that we're living out. So that's my parting message for you. You're already a superhuman. You're multidimensional. Use all of those dimensionals as you navigate your way through life. If you want any more help on this stuff to fully understand that and you missed the 17 December cutoff, join me next year, March 2022, as we go deeper and deeper. And within that opportunity, there's going to be 5 weeks of working either by yourself or with a group through the Become a Natural Superhuman, or you can choose to work with me and 7 other superhumans for 9 months where we go deep dive. Again, I've got the details down below for that 9-month program, so do check that out. Even if you're mildly curious or interested, check it out. It might be the perfect thing for you as you want to transition through 2022 in a different way and have the support of myself and 7 other people to take you through it. So there you go. Wherever you are on this beautiful and gorgeous, incredible planet of ours, I hope you're having an absolutely fantastic day. All the very best, and take care.